So enormous news out of the Olympics in Tokyo yesterday and today surrounding the American gymnast Simone Biles. There was huge anticipation ahead of the team event yesterday and real shock when Biles pulled out of the event after her initial vault. Her team did go on to win silver. She later explained that she withdrew because of concerns around her mental health. And this morning, U.S. Gymnastics also confirming she's withdrawn from the all-around final over mental health concerns after further medical evaluation. And this has really sparked massive debate, some suggesting that the athlete, who's widely considered the GOAT, the greatest of all time, is weak. Others, and I would argue the majority, supporting her decision to prioritize her mental health. So let's talk about this now with sports scientist Helen Bain, a former competitive gymnast, gymnastics coach, and senior lecturer. Helen, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. Before the Olympics started, I read your blog about Biles vaulting into history, how difficult it would be for her, and there was really mounting pressure and expectation. So are you surprised by what we're seeing?
Hi, Mandy. I'm not surprised at the amount of scrutiny and the pressure that she's been under is having an effect on her performance. But what is really unexpected is just the way this is all playing out. We're used to seeing athletes who are favorites in competition just make uncharacteristic mistakes and underperform in a big moment, right? But, you know, that this has all come to a head in the first rotation of the Olympic team final and to the point where she's had to make a decision to withdraw from competition. No one would have seen that coming. And that's a very big and very brave call by her and a big statement from the staff and the teammates to support such a big move as well.
So, Helen, I learned today about what they call in gymnastics the twisties. It's kind of like the yips. Can you explain what that is, how dangerous it could be for a gymnast in competition? And it really does explain why Biles made the right call yesterday.
Sure. Well, I mean, firstly, you know, gymnasts performing at this level are working within the tiniest margins for error. You know, the timing and the coordination of every single movement that they make has to be so precise to execute these skills. And, you know, sometimes they make it look effortless and like they've got all the time in the world, but really it's an illusion of how good they are and what all the training and practice that's gone into it. But when you've asked about what people call it, the twisties, it's very hard to explain when something you haven't experienced it, but it's basically when you're doing a skill in gymnastics and it's like there's a disconnect between your brain and your body and you do end up doing something other than what you plan to do and you feel like you're a bit out of control. So, you know, for example, you might be planning to just do a simple, regular somersault that you've done a million times and for some reason it's like your subconscious just decides to make your body add a twist and you get very disorientated and obviously very likely to fall and injure yourself. I mean, I don't know if this is exactly what Biles is experiencing. She hasn't explicitly said so, but if it is, then it's obviously extremely dangerous.
Sure, that's terrifying. So she's pulled out again today. What impact do you think this will have on the remainder of the competition and on her career? We know that she has already quit the sport once before.
Yeah, so I mean, right now, it means that she won't be defending her Olympic all-around title. That's in tomorrow's competition. I'd say there's a very good chance she will also withdraw from the apparatus finals that are scheduled for later in the week, and she's also defending champion there on vault and floor. The future, yeah, you rightly said that after Rio, she actually took about a year and a half out of the sports away from competition because she said she needed that mental break. Obviously, I'd imagine she'll be taking a break after these games, and whether she comes back to the sport or not, who knows? I guess, you know, none of this takes away from anything at all from what she's already achieved. You mentioned in the intro that she's considered the greatest of all time. She definitely is, and that won't change. So, but it's sad for everybody involved that she's going through this, and won't be able to compete.
Well, Helen, thank you so much for that. Helen Bain is a senior lecturer, a sports scientist. She's also worked previously with the South African gymnasts as well, Caitlin Roos-Kranz and Naveen Dairies. And I have great sympathy for Simone Biles. I know not everybody may agree with that, but I think it's showed enormous courage. I can't think of anything more terrifying than getting the twisties when you're doing something like she's been doing off the vault.